the 25th Saturday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. While all were amazed at everything Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Listen and remember what I tell you. The Son of Man will be delivered into human hands." But the disciples didn't understand this saying. Something prevented them from grasping what he meant, and they were afraid to ask him about it. The commentary today is from Father Homer Bal y Pérez from Barcelona in Spain. Today, that the Creator of life announces his own delivery into the hands of those whom he has come to save in exchange of his own life is quite a provocation. It can be said that it was not necessary, that it was an exaggeration. But we keep on forgetting the heavy load overwhelming Christ's heart, our sin, the most radical evil, cause and effect of our placing ourselves in the place of God. Even more so, of our not letting God love us, while insisting on remaining within the limits of our own shortcomings and most immediate present life. It is so important for us to assume we are sinners, as it is for us to recognize that God loves us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. For, after all, we are like his disciples. Quote, "But they didn't understand this saying. Something prevented them from grasping what he meant, and they were afraid to ask him about it." Unquote. To put it in images, in heaven, we will be able to find all sins and all vices except arrogance, as the arrogant never admit their own sins and do not let God forgive them. A God that loves us so much to the point of dying for us. And in hell, we should be able to find all the virtues except humility, as the humble one knows himself quite well and fully realizes that without God's grace, he cannot stop offending him, nor can he reciprocate God's goodness. One of the keys of Christian wisdom is the acknowledgement of the greatness and immensity of God's love, while we also acknowledge our smallness and the vileness of our sin. How slow we can be to grasp this. When the day will come, we shall discover we have at our disposal God's love, and we shall say, along with St. Augustine, with hearts, with tears of love, quote, "It took me so long to love you, O Lord," unquote. And that day can be today. It can be today, it certainly can.